In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen. Question 234. What is the third commandment of God? The third commandment of God is, Remember thou keep holy the Lord's day. We're on page 118 here, and there's, you can see above, there's a couple of cartoons. It's a small family going into the church, their Sunday best, as is proper. And you have others, apparently, on the holy day, making the Lord's Day profane by just simply using it as another work day. Charming, your boy's got one of those old-fashioned lawnmowers, not a power lawnmower, gas, but one that you have to push yourself. Hard labor. So that about says it all. It commands worship and being with God on that day and forbids just being with work, having another work day. Question 235. What does the church command us? Why does the church command us to keep Sunday as the Lord's day? The Lord commands us to keep Sunday as the Lord's day because on Sunday Christ rose from the dead. And on Sunday, the Holy Ghost descended upon the apostles for these reasons. The church changed the Lord's Day from Saturday to Sunday. Because remember, earlier the Jews kept the Sabbath day on what we call Saturday. And with this, notice that the church does not have the authority to remove the divine command. This is a commandment of God. To keep holy the Lord's day. But the commandment doesn't say which day is the Lord's day, does it? Up until the time of the New Testament, the Lord's day was always Saturday. But the church does have the authority to determine how the command may or may not be fulfilled. And to this she develops the doctrine, she develops the command. Question 235. Question 236. What are we commanded by the third commandment? By the third commandment, we are commanded to worship God in a special manner on Sunday, the Lord's day. Notice it is to worship God, not just to go to Mass. One could go to Mass on Sunday and just show up and hang out in the vestibule, use the bathroom several times, go get a drink, have a smoke, step outside. And you could do that, potentially, and fulfill the obligation to go to Mass. But there would be no fulfilling of the commandment to worship God, no real prayer. And then, to limit one's worship to God only to the time of Mass, that would be a very stingy, sort of cheap way of observing Sunday. And that is just not fulfilling the third commandment. Question 237. How does the church command us to worship God on Sunday? The church commands us to worship God on Sunday by assisting at the holy sacrifice of the Mass. Assisting at Mass is the first obligation of a Catholic on Sunday. However, a good Catholic should try to attend other services in his church if they are held, and to spend more time in prayer and spiritual reading than on a weekday. So if there is one day when we prayed from morning till night, it would be Sunday. And nothing gives rest to the soul quite like prayer. There is more time for rest and recreation, though this should not hold the place of first importance. In other words, it's certainly we ought to do other things that are recreative, such as a good walk, a swim, reading of a delightful book, maybe watching a good movie, something like that on a Sunday, all kinds of things. But none of that gets at all close to prayer. Spending an entire day in the presence of God in some way. Question 238. What is forbidden by the third commandment of God? By the third commandment of God, all unnecessary servile work on Sunday is forbidden. This type of work is forbidden to give us more time for the things of God. So the key here is, to understanding it, it is unnecessary. Now we have to work on Sunday. Food has to be cooked, diapers need to be changed for the baby, dishes washed, beds made, that kind of thing. And for some, let's just face it, they've got no choice. They have to work on a Sunday. If you're a police officer, somebody, a crime just doesn't stop on a Sunday. If you're a medical professional, people are still sick on a Sunday and so forth. And maybe you don't have any choice. Maybe your employer simply will not give you time off on a Sunday from work. But all of that, we would say, is necessary. You don't have much choice in doing it. The unnecessary servile work, that is forbidden. That is, if it is not necessary to paint the house on that one side, on that southern exposure where the paint is peeling, scrape and peel it, if it isn't necessary to do on a Sunday, it doesn't have to be done that day, then it would be great wisdom not to do so. And it would be a real gift to give to God when everything in the world is tempting you. Now, with that being said, for some people, what may appear as work might even be a recreation. I have a friend, to him, there's nothing like that is quite as relaxing on an to restore an old car. He puts on some music, might invite some friends over. They listen to the music, drink a little beer, and sometimes a lot of beer, as the case may be. And they work on this car and talk about it and laugh. And so it's not exactly the same thing, say, as an auto mechanic winding up at the shop and putting in a good day's work. For some people, working in the garden, that is just tending to the plants in the garden, be it a flower garden or a vegetable garden, for them, that's very recreational and relaxing. Well, that might be the case. But as St. Paul said, let there not be so much as the appearance of evil among you. So if we think, boy, I might be scandalizing somebody because they don't really know that working on the car or the garden is relaxing to me, so I don't want to give a bad impression for Sunday. Let's go to shopping. Shopping should not be done unless it is necessary. For example, if you need to buy some medicine, you're a mother and you've got a sick child that needs some medicine, or you've got a next-door neighbor that needs something, well, it's an act of charity, and therefore there's nothing contrary with that. Going and purchasing that something out of charity for someone else, it's perfectly acceptable. But if it is unnecessary, maybe it could be done the next day, or just with some better planning, could have been done on Saturday. We see the problem then when the thing is not necessary. Now, it's possible to be a real moral rigorist about this, like the Pharisees of old. That is, they had in their laws that all food has to be cooked the day before, all dishes done the next day. Well, we are not expected to live in this way. You can set yourself for yourself a very strict interpretation of this. And for example, you might say, well, I'm going to be quite strict about it and refuse to eat at a restaurant because that means somebody has to go to work. In my opinion, this would go beyond the law of the church. But that's a perfectly morally acceptable position if you want to take, but be careful of imposing that position on others. As an employer, you could have your employees work on a Sunday if it were necessary. But it starts to become sinful when the only reason you're doing it is for a little bit more profit. So in question 239, what is servile work? Servile work is that which requires labor of body than of mind. And we could add to this, if it's labor of mind, such as your job as a computer programmer, well, you need to refrain from that too. And in 240, question 240, I should say, when is servile work allowed on Sunday? Servile work is allowed on Sunday when the honor of God, or our own need, or that of our neighbor requires it. And there are a number of examples that they go into that, as I have already said. And if we cooperate in such work, that is, if a neighbor wants to do some kind of work that is really unnecessary, and we pitch in to help, well, it might be charitable in one sense, or philanthropic, but really, if we're simply encouraging him to spend Sunday as a time of labor, we're not doing him any favor. We're at the end of lesson 18, and for the prayer, instead of a particular prayer here, do try to spend Sunday praying throughout the day. Maybe little prayers, maybe at the top of each hour, maybe in the morning at Mass, at noon, a little bit more prayer, in the evening, a little bit more prayer. And remember, for the adoration of God and His holy name, it's hard to beat making the sign of the cross very slowly and devoutly, not sloppily, not hurrying through it. The habit to be acquired here is, of course, spending Sunday, the Sabbath day, worshiping God in some way.